It's nice to be back. Obviously, it's always good. I think media days is a good sign that the season's just round the corner. We're not far away now, so been a long fought winter, but the lads are looking forward to getting going again.
It started the winter really with the horrible news that Durham were being relegated. I think the rumours started to surface around about July, but the way it came at the end was a bitter blow for everybody when you'd done so well in the county championship last year.
It was a massive blow. To get the phone call from the coach when it all happened was devastating really. You know, we'd fought well the last few weeks of the season, to finish off the season quite strong and then to have it all sort of taken away from you, and then the points deficit in this year's championship. You know, it's hard work, but like I say, I think everyone's kind of looked past it now and we've just got to get on with it, get on the job at hand.
When Ian Botham was unveiled as the new chairman a few weeks ago, he said you can spend the summer whinging about it or you can try and put it aside and try and right a wrong.
Well, that's it. I think we've been in situations in the past as a club and as a team where we've been on the back foot, and some sort of circumstances have gone against us, and we've always come out strong, so hopefully this year's no different. Like I say, the lads will be fighting. Although we've got a smaller squad this year, that the lads are hungry and they want to prove that we can do it.
Tell us about your thoughts on the squad, because as you say, I mean, two key departures at the end of last year, Mark Stillman and Scott Borthwick, they're going to take some replacing, aren't they?
Of course, when you're losing over sort of 2,000 runs consistently, it's always going to be tough to replace, but I think the young lads are ready to step up now. They're going to have their chance. Obviously, we've got some experience coming in with Cook and Latham, and we've signed young Steele from Middlesex, who looks a solid player. We've got the armour there to sort of to deal with it. It's just hopefully the lads can find their feet early doors and get some runs on the board.
Now, normally you spend your winter playing club cricket in Australia, and you were one of a number of county players this year who never managed to get there because there was some change to the rules. Tell us what happened to you.
Basically flew across in October, and when I got there was told I had the wrong visa, so I spent a day in a detention centre out near Melbourne Airport and then basically got refused entry and consequently now have a 3-year ban from Oz. So spent the winter at home. Pretty devastating at the time, but I think it's probably worked out well. Spent the winter working hard in the gym here, so no more Oz trips for me.
Was it just an administrative matter? Because you weren't the only one, were you? There were a few other players who'd gone out from English clubs to play in Australia who were sent home as well.
There was a few. There was a couple of lads from other counties. What's happened now is they've changed the visa rules. So for someone of my age that has a family, there's only one type of visa you can get. And unfortunately, that visa doesn't allow you to play cricket. So it is quite tough. And I think the PCA are trying to find a way around this, because obviously professional cricketers want to go and play cricket overseas, and if you can't do that, then it's no good for anyone.